Welcome to a special supplemental episode of the Fredcast for Sunday, May the 20th, 2007. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In episode 70 of the Fredcast, I promised you that I'd bring you a special supplemental episode of the Fredcast recapping my ride with my daughter Emily as we did the ride across California, a ride for fifth graders and their families sponsored by the Rancho Panisquitos Family YMCA in North County, San Diego. This special episode of the Fredcast is coming to you from a remote location. We hope you enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. The Fredcast is brought to you by Cambria Bicycle Outfitter, providing quality products to bicycle consumers for over 20 years. Go to www.thefredcast.com to check out the Fredcast's Picks of the Week, and also to find out how you can receive free shipping on your next order. Cambria Bicycle Outfitter, they outfit the world. Welcome to a special episode of the Fredcast featuring my daughter Emily as we recap the ride across California. Now, one program note. You'll notice that my voice sounds a little funny, and that's because I'm coming to you from a remote location, and I do not have my normal microphone. So bear with me as this is going to sound just a little bit muffled, but when we get into the recordings that I did with Emily, I think that they'll sound just fine. So for a recap, let's talk a little bit about what the ride across California is. On show number 41, way back in October, I talked to Gary Rossi, who's one of the organizers of the Ride Across California. If you didn't hear that episode, I recommend that you go back and listen. But basically, the Ride Across California is designed specifically for fifth graders and their families. It's put on by the Rancho Panisquitos Family YMCA from North County, San Diego. And it was inspired by a book called Hey Mom, Can I Ride My Bike Across America? There was a fifth grade teacher down in Rancho Panisquitos by the name of Dennis Bucher who read this book, read it with his class, and came up with the idea of giving his class the experience of setting a goal just like the kids in that book and being able to achieve that goal. And the goal that they set was to ride their bikes across the state of California during their spring break. Well, that was 17 years ago, and I heard about this ride last July or August, as I was leading a training ride for our local MS bike tour, and a gentleman was saying to me, if I enjoyed riding with my kids, I should look into doing the Ride Across California. And so that's what led me to contact Gary Rossi, and in the interview I asked him whether or not it would be okay if a couple of non-San Diego residents joined in, and he agreed. And so Emily and I, just a few weeks ago, headed down to the California-Arizona-Mexico border and began what was the experience of a lifetime, a great chance to spend time with my 10-year-old doing something that we both love, being able to see the state of California and have Emily achieve a goal. Now, you may remember a few months ago, Emily and I did a training ride at the tour of Palm Springs, and we brought you snippets from that training ride right here on the Fredcast, and it was extremely popular. So I did a little bit of recording, not quite as much as I would have liked, on the Ride Across California, and I'm going to bring that to you today. Now, the ride began on Sunday, April the 15th, and we drove down to the Colorado River, and we met the rest of the families down there. We were given a briefing, and we were issued yellow or orange traffic safety vests, and the original plan was, well, why don't I let Emily tell you about the first day of doing the Ride Across California. Here's Emily as I interviewed her at the end of day one. Well, we made it through day one of the tour, the Ride Across California, and I'm sitting here with Emily, and we're in our tent, and the wind is rustling around us, and we chose to forego the ghost story this evening. Emily, tell me how the day went. What did we do today?
Well, it was only 18 miles, so I thought that we would do it in like an hour and a half, but it actually ended up being 2 hours and 20 minutes because we had a really bad headwind, and then we had a crosswind, and then we had a headwind, and then we had a crosswind. So it was all mixed up, and it was really hard because it was really strong. But supposedly tomorrow it's supposed to be better.
Yep, the wind should die down. It's already died down tonight. We planted our tent behind a bush so that we had a little bit of wind shelter, but things are better. Where did we start? Where did we end up?
We started in Yuma, Arizona, and we ended up in the Gold Rock Ranch. And, yeah.
So, yeah, we started by the Colorado River, and we intended to dip our rear wheels in the Colorado River, but something happened.
Well, actually, somebody picked up something, and there was a beehive underneath it. So the bees got a little angry, and some people got stung, but luckily, nothing bad, really bad.
So we made it through the day, and then we got here to Gold Rock Ranch, and some of the parents cooked us a pretty good dinner. What do we have tonight?
We had spaghetti and meatballs, and garlic bread, and really yummy cupcakes.
And some candy bars, too. So then we had a briefing for tomorrow, and tomorrow's our second longest day that we will have on the ride. It's about 53 miles, and so it's about 9:30. And we think it's time to go to bed. So I think that's going to do it for tonight. Any other comments, Em?
No.
Nope, that's it. All right, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Well, the next morning, we were woken up bright and early at 6 a.m. to the sound of Reveille playing over Gary Rossi's car stereo at quite some volume. We all got up, we decamped, put everything back into the rental truck that was following us along as support on the ride, had a hearty breakfast, and headed out for our ride. And this was a fairly long day, 50-plus miles. It was a beautiful day when it started, and, well, why don't I let Emily once again tell you about our day. Here's Emily at the end of day two of the ride across California.
Well, it's Monday night, and we are here at Magnolia School in Brawley, California. We had about a 54-mile ride today. We started not too far from where we started day one at Gold Rock Ranch is where we started today. A lot of old gold mining history and ghost towns and ghost stories. And from there we headed out on our way toward Brawley, California. Along the way we went by all the sand dunes and things like that. Emily, what was tell everybody about today and what was sort of special about our day.
Well, the sand dunes were really cool, but I thought the one thing that was special, as you call it, was that it started out, it was such a beautiful day, and then all of a sudden there's these clouds in the sky, and we're riding up to the first snack stop, and we're all like, oh man, it's gonna rain, and then we don't have anything. It was a beautiful day, and sure enough, just as we're pulling up to the snack stop, it starts to rain, and the budget truck, which is carrying all our stuff so we can get stuff for the rain, pulls away. So we're really disappointed. And it started coming down really hard. It was really cold, and some people thought it started to hail, but it didn't. Well, it was going to hail. But it was really fun.
So, as Emily said, when we left this morning, it was gorgeous, and it looked like everything was going to be just fine. So we didn't bring arm warmers or leg warmers or ponchos or anything. And so when we got to that first snack stop, how did we keep ourselves dry?
They were handing out trash bags to make a poncho.
So there we were, rolling down the highway, looking very fashionable in our trash bag ponchos and our yellow vest, our bright yellow vest, because everybody on the ride has to wear a yellow or orange vest so that we're... Oh, we have a campfire at 8:45, so we have to go soon. So everybody is safe. And, well, how was your day?
It was good, but I didn't know California was so bumpy.
What do you mean bumpy?
Well, as Gary put it, Mr. Rossi, he said that there's a lot of whoop-de-doos, and that means it's just like up and then down and then up and then down. And I just didn't think that it was so bumpy. I don't know.
So what do you think one of the biggest lessons we've learned that we could pass on to the listeners about cycle touring? What did we learn today?
Bring your rain stuff.
Bring your rain stuff. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Now, when we got here to Brawley, We had dinner, and who served us dinner?
4-H Club.
So the 4-H Club was here, and they served us hamburgers and hot dogs. And now we're getting ready for our campfire. And after that, a well-deserved rest for a little bit of a shorter day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's it. We will see you tomorrow. This is David and
Emily
from the Ride Across California. Good night.
Good night.
So I think by this time you could tell we were having quite the adventure. And Emily was taking it really well. I was really pleased with the smile that she just constantly had plastered on her face. She was having fun. She was enjoying the scenery. And I know we just talked very briefly about the sand dunes, but the Imperial Sand Dunes were absolutely gorgeous. And because of the rain that we had had, as we were going through the Imperial Sand Dunes, the rain was over, but it had flattened the sand. There was nothing blowing, and it was just beautiful. And I'll probably remind you of this again, but I'd urge you to go to the website at www.thefredcast.com. And up at the top of the page, there's a tab that says Photos. Click that and go to the Ride Across California photos. There's a lot of them there, but take a look at the sand dunes photos. They're simply gorgeous, and the photos really don't do it justice. It was a beautiful day. So then we got ready to do day three, and day three was a little bit of a shorter ride, but there was something in the middle that was a great treat for all of the kids. And once again, here's our correspondent Emily to tell you all about it.
Well, it's the start of day four. We didn't record last night, so we're going to tell you about day three. Emily, what did we do yesterday?
Well, we were riding, and it was a nice day. It was not too hot and not too cold. And 28 miles into the ride, we stopped at a naval air facility, and we swam in their pool, which was really fun. And then we went on our way to the finish line.
If you don't mind a parenthetical comment here, two things. Number one, she seems to have glossed over the fact that she had a great ice cream cone at the naval facility as well, and the fact that the naval facility keeps their pool at about 33 degrees Fahrenheit. It was cold, but the kids had a good time. All right, let's let Emily finish.
And the total mileage for the day?
38 miles.
So we were all prepared for rain and cold. Did we need any of that?
Nope.
So we got here, we're at Westside School, somewhere near Ocotillo Wells, California. And how was your night?
Terrible.
Why?
Well, because it was really windy and I hope the wind dies down, because otherwise, well, if it's blowing this way, we'll have a headwind going out. If it's blowing to the, well, if it's blowing a certain way, it will have a headwind going out of the school, but then we'll have a crosswind. So I hope it slows down.
Why wasn't it a good night?
Because the tent kept going, and then it felt like it was going to blow away, and I wasn't feeling good. It was just all bleh.
So are you ready for today? How long is today?
55 miles.
Are you still having fun?
Yes.
And no. Okay, we'll see you out on the road.
Okay.
Enjoy the ride.
You too.
At 55 miles, day four was perhaps one of the longest rides of the entire Ride Across California. And there were several of us that were on this ride, several of the parents who were experienced cyclists, century riders, double century riders, and everything in between, but experienced cyclists. Now, you remember that wind that Emily was talking about? That wind made it, for those of us who were experienced riders, the most difficult day most of us have ever had on a bike. For a little perspective, we started the day at that school at 8 a.m. 55 miles was the distance. Emily and I finished the day at just about 5:45, I believe, was the time that we finished. There were kids who still weren't finished, but who were out there riding at 8:30 at night. And yes, it was dark, and the chase drivers were having to follow them in to make sure that they stayed safe. It was a brutal day. We had what I would estimate to be anywhere between 30 and 45 mile an hour headwinds for almost the entire day. And all of the parents spent the entire day as pace line leaders for the kids. So The kids were staying behind the parents, and it was just brutal. Now, as a result, there was very little recording that went on. Take that back. There was no recording that went on for the rest of the ride across California. So what we did was, at the end of the ride, Emily and I sat down again, and I interviewed her so that she could tell you what the rest of the ride was like. So here's Emily once again being interviewed by her dad. So Emily, you've now ridden 260 miles. You've climbed 12,500 feet as you've ridden across the state of California from the Arizona-Mexico-California border to the Pacific Ocean in Carlsbad. Tell me what you think about that experience.
The experience was definitely a chance in a lifetime. I think that when I'm 40 or more, I'll look back to it and I'll say, you know what, I'm glad I didn't quit. And I said yes to my dad when he said, so you know about this ride I was telling you about. Well, do you want to do it with me? And I said, yeah, sure. Not knowing that it was going to be hard, rainy, windy, and more rain and more wind.
So was it hard? Was it fun? If somebody asks you about the ride, what are you going to tell them?
That it was hard, but that overall it was very, 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 very fun.
So you mentioned some of the difficult parts. Tell everybody about what made the ride tough this year.
Well, on the first day we had some wind, and I didn't really notice. And then on the second day, there was rain.
Now, were we expecting the rain?
No, it was actually a very pretty day in the morning. On the third day...
Well, hold on. Before you get to the third day, did you learn anything on that second day that the listeners, because, you know, they're not just interested in the little kid who rode her bike, they want to know about cycling. What could you pass along about that second day that people who might go out cycle touring could use? What'd you learn that day?
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Be prepared with the rain gear, the arm warmers, the leg warmers. We had nothing that day, and it was coming down pretty hard, but it cleared through about three-quarters of the way through.
So for somebody who's going to go cycle touring, definitely they should be prepared. They should make sure that they have the clothes for hot and cold, even if it looks nice in the morning. Is that pretty much what you'd say?
Yes, probably.
Tell us about day three.
Day three was very pretty, and it was a beautiful day to go riding.
And day four?
Day four was a nightmare.
Okay, so tell everybody what made a nightmare. Now, that was a fairly long day, right?
Yes, that was 51 miles. It was a nightmare because the winds were at our heads and they were at our sides and they were coming out really strong and it made it very difficult.
So it was a very, very long day. It was kind of tough for you, wasn't it? You got a little upset at one point.
Yes, I did.
So it was a tough day. There was a lot of wind. What did you learn about riding in the wind that day? What can make it easier?
Stay behind someone or to their side.
So that they block the wind. Right?
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay. And the next day?
That was day five.
Mm-hmm. That weather was pretty good.
Yeah.
But what did we have to do that day?
We had to climb Banner Grade, which is a 6.5 mile hill up to Julian, where they have their famous apple pie.
So it's always good. Remember this, when you have a big climb, have a reward waiting at the end.
Yeah, and it was a pretty hilly day. We had one long hill in the beginning, and then a very short, steep hill, and then Banner Grade. We had a couple other hills, and then Banner Grade. And then we got to go down for a little while, and then we had to go back up. But in the end, it was a really fun day.
And how about day six? Now, day six, we knew from the weather report there was a chance of rain, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, we'd been carrying rain gear ever since day two, hadn't we?
Yes, we had. Day six was, we were going down Julian, and it was freezing cold. I had on leg warmers, thermals, arm warmers, two jackets. I had on everything. And we had bear claws at Dudley's Bakery, which were quite yummy, at the bottom of the hill. And then we went on, we rode on, and we came to the lunch stop. And by then it had gotten colder.
Well, hold on, you're getting ahead of yourself. Now, before the lunch stop, though, we had a long trail that was off the road. So now we were off the road. We were on a fire road. It's called Black Canyon for about 12 miles. What'd you think of that?
It was really fun because you got to go downhill and then uphill and then downhill again. And it was pretty and it was an easier off-roading.
Oh, now we got to the lunch stop.
Yes. And by then it's gotten colder and we can like tell it's going to be raining. And right after lunch, bam, the rain hits. And Gary said, well, we'll get to one school at the top of this hill because at the top of this hill, it's called Hidden Valley. You got to go down this hill, and it's really dangerous even when it's dry outside. So it gets very slick and probably very muddy, so you can't go down it if it's raining. By the time we got to Mount Woodson, the school, it was pouring rain, and most of us were soaked. We were all wearing our rain jackets, and we get to the school, and we're under the awnings of the school, just trying to keep warm and stay dry, and it was raining really hard.
So we stopped the ride at that point. For that day, and we were only about 10 miles shy of our goal for the day, and it was all going to be downhill, so that wasn't too bad. But one of the things I think that we probably learned that day is that if you have the right cycling clothes, and we did, the rain really isn't that bad, because for us, I think that we could continue riding, but there were a lot of people who weren't wearing proper cycling clothes. They were wearing sweatshirts and cotton pants and things like that, and they were just miserable. So the right cycling clothes makes all the difference, because I seem to remember you were smiling and happy up until the point when we stopped, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was colder when you stopped, actually. You were pretty hot when you were going, and then when you stopped, you just got cold.
So day seven?
Day seven. We actually started from the place in San Pasqual where we were supposed to stop on day six, but we couldn't make it. And day seven was a very nice day, actually. We started in San Pasqual, and we had a little, may I say, hill that wasn't that easy. It was actually long, but Gary kept saying, little hill. But and then we got little downhills and then uphills, and after about 10 or 11 miles, we came to Dennis Bucher's house.
Now, Dennis Bucher is the fifth grade teacher, he's retired now, who started this ride 17 years ago for his students after he read the book, Hey Mom, Can I Ride My Bike Across America? So we went to Dennis Bucher's house.
And there, we were supposed to have waffles there, but we got a little late start, so he had donuts and hot chocolate and coffee, and they put on a movie upstairs for the kids. And it was a nice stop. It was a long stop, but it was really nice. And then after that, we left Dennis Bucher's house, and we went to the beach where everybody greeted us. But before that, we stopped on the Pacific Coast Highway, and we could see the beach at one of the top of the hills. So we stopped, and there Gary chose six riders who got to wear a yellow jersey, and two riders who got to wear special jerseys that they were called the Pluggers. And they were two people who really just got through the ride. On the windy day, one of the girls came in at 8:45 p.m. She was the last girl in, and she basically got no dinner. And the other girl, her bike broke. And she got a replacement bike and finished the ride, and they got to lead us in, and then the Yellow Jersey Riders, and then the fifth graders, and then the other kids, and then the grown-ups, and it was really cool.
So when you got to the beach in Carlsbad, tell me what was going through your mind.
Did I really do this? Was it a dream? Wait, are we really at the beach? I've seen a lot of beach stores. Sand? No, this is weird. And I got all tingly inside. It was really fun and weird. And
Did you feel like you had just a big sense of accomplishment?
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
So what have you learned on the ride? Besides the fact that it was fun and it was hard, is there anything that you learned?
Well, if you really set small goals for yourself and you go one step at a time or 1 mile at a time in this case, that you can really accomplish anything. And you asked me if I was ready to ride across America, and I thought for a second, I'm not going from the East Coast to the West Coast, because then we'll have a headwind the whole time. But if we go from the West Coast to the East Coast, maybe, but not right now.
So you can do anything you set your mind to, and you could even ride all the way across America. So that's fantastic, Emily. So you learned a lot. You had a great time. I had a great time with you. I'm very proud of you. And I keep getting emails from listeners who are telling me the exact same thing, that they're very proud of you. So thanks for taking this adventure with me. We had a great time. I can't wait to ride across America with you someday soon.
Maybe not soon. Later. But I thank you, too.
So that's it. That was the ride across California. I hope you enjoyed the recap. We had an amazing time. To spend that kind of time with your child is magical. It's something that I will never forget. And I'll never forget when we came home and my mom called Emily to ask her how the ride was. And Emily said, it was hard. And I guess my mom said, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. And she said, well, it was hard, but it was fun. And I think it was probably the most fun thing I'll ever do. And I just thought, wow, that makes it all worthwhile. And as I mentioned earlier, there were times on this ride, imagine, with all those, the rain and the headwinds, and living in a tent without a shower for several days, it's a tough thing for a fifth grader, for a 10-year-old to do. And there were times when I fully expected that I was going to pull up next to Emily and she was going to have a frown or she was going to be crying. And I'd pull up next to her and she'd have a huge smile on her face and she'd be singing a song. And so she really made it an amazing trip. It was a wonderful time to spend with her. And just a couple of notes for you. Number one, I'm not kidding. Be prepared. If you think that when you start out in the morning for a ride, if you think it's going to be a gorgeous day, think again. Always be prepared and at least bring something with you to give you warmth or to keep you dry, because you never know when you're going to need it. I learned that 10-year-olds are amazing and that they can really do anything that they set their minds to, and you should remember that if you're a parent. And finally, a lesson for cyclists. You know, a lot of us go out and we train really hard, and sometimes we even dread our rest days because we just don't think that it's good for you. I have to tell you that having spent an entire week at a lower cadence than normal, at a lower heart rate than normal, and a lower level of exertion than normal, when I got back on my road bike when I got home and I went for a ride, I was blown away at how much faster and stronger I was as a result of having taken it easy for an entire week. There's a lesson there and something that we should all remember. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Fredcast. If you've got comments for me or for Emily, please feel free to send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to send a voicemail, please use the Fredcast listener hotline at area code 206-203-FRED. Once again, thanks so much for bearing with the strange microphone that I was using tonight. I hope that it didn't detract from what I think is a really great show and something that I hope that you all enjoyed. I'll be back in just a couple of days with a regular Fredcast with all the news from the Giro d'Italia and everything else that's going on in the world of cycling, like Greg LeMond dropping a bombshell at the Floyd Landis hearing. But until then, enjoy the music, enjoy the ride, but above all, enjoy your kids.